You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obscure reference, Wiggy, on that song. The Mark Wahlberg film.
Is that Boogie Nights?
Yes.
Derek Diggler? Oh, that was classic.
Nailed it.
Derek Diggler.
You want a fun fact?
Yeah.
Motorin, the nickname Tom Brady gave Christian Fourier.
Really?
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Huh. All right.
Okay. What was your nickname with Tom Brady?
Just Jay Wiggs. I didn't have a cool nickname like Fourier.
He calls him the creator because without Wiggy, he would have no dynasty.
Correct.
Yeah, he always just called me. He's Boston's finest, so I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's a roadshow Thursday, and we are on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire, and we are at the Dive, which is in Smalls Cove. And during the break, Curtis did a boat count. How many are here as of 6:30 this morning?
Well, I just saw two arrive, so we're up to 36.
Okay.
Wow.
And did you include jet skis? Because
I did.
Okay, so jet skis. So watercraft. You did a watercraft count.
Right.
And I met some people last night at our event at the Nazwa, and they were kayaking over. So I would assume it would take them longer, obviously, to get here. But
yeah, we had one kayaker here. I don't know where he went.
How many boats do we need? Like, what is success?
I say 50 boats.
50 boats is success?
All right.
Well, we get 100 boats.
What about a plane? There's one that's flying overhead.
Oh, yeah, there's a plane over there.
I'd say we get 100 boats. If we're already at, you said 37?
Yeah.
You think we get another? I don't know if we'll get another
60.
By the end of the show,
I know, but maybe. I don't know if we'll get another 60 boats.
I think we will.
Okay.
Ken is also going boat by boat, asking them to stop idling for the environment.
apparently we have an issue back at the radio station. Chime, good morning.
Morning, Greg.
You are by yourself this morning?
Yeah, I guess the guy who thought he was originally going to Lake Winnipesaukee and then was told not to go to Lake Winnipesaukee just also decided not to come to work today. So,
Jack.
Would have
loved a little bit of communication.
Yeah, apparently some concern because Ken has been calling Jackson repeatedly and he's not answering.
So, I just hope he's okay.
Well, it could be maybe some kind of a silent protest because Ken barred him last minute from coming to the roadshow.
I talked to him after the show yesterday, though. He seemed fine.
He did?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, define fine when it comes to
Jackson. Well, that's true, but it wasn't my fault that he couldn't go, so maybe he was just fine with me.
Oh, I just got a text that said, yo, sorry, I overslept.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that means he's on his way, I would assume. And he'll be here in time for all the Hill Notes about him.
Awesome.
All right.
And he's safe.
And not in time to help me with any of the stuff we actually need help with.
I know. You get there after the news, there's really...
I already rolled in the news. Like, it's just like, what? I don't know what we're doing.
All right, we're going to get to Leeds momentarily, and then they said it coming up at 7:20, and we're going to try, if we can do it here on the water, we're going to try for boat Leeds at about 7:45 this morning, so... Hopefully you brought your boat leads. I do see a boat with a sign that says there's a lot to like about Lowell.
So yeah, there is.
That's
there
for you. That's for you, Courtney.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of Lowell folk, I think.
No, I think there's a lot to like about Lowell.
All right. What a jingle.
The best. So we should – let's get right now to today's leads, or at least start them.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Great one, Chime. That is the legendary Otis Redding. And does he whistle his way out of that at the end, Wiggy? Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay. Is he whistling at the end of that song? I would argue that when it comes to, yeah, the use of the not whistle? Often not often is the whistle used in pop music.
Okay,
but I would say that Guns N' Roses also uses
Was that Sweet Child of Mine?
No, what is that? The Guns N' Roses song with a whistle. Somebody on the boat will know.
It wasn't Sweet Child of Mine? Well,
was that Bop?
No. Wow.
I'm
a big whistler.
Are you
to music?
Shime, are you accepting all boat and water related rejoin requests this
100% definitely, okay. Yes.
On the text line or on the DMs?
Correct. Yep. You can DM me on Instagram at ShimeTime12, or you can send it in via the text line as well.
Okay. And also, I think, if I remember correctly, you have a full Spotify list that is ongoing of every rejoin you have ever played on this radio show. Am I correct about that?
That is correct, Greg. The number is currently 6,222. And so if you want that playlist, you can just DM me and I will send you the link.
Okay, and I think you titled that Spotify list "Shime's Nuggets."
No, it's Greg Hill Show !
Okay, all right. Leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England, and it is a Subaru summer. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. You guys talked about it a little bit in the beginning of the segment, but just I don't want to get pulled back in by the Boston Red Sox. I refuse to do it. I refuse to allow myself to do it. You know, it looked good when they finished off that suspended game with a win, and then they start the next game up 3-0. But as soon as that grand slam hit, I go, yep, this is why I exactly didn't get myself too invested in this team, because you can never trust them. You can never trust them in a spot to hold a 4-0 or a 3-0 lead, because why would you be able to? That seems insane, right? And
Chime, they won the series. Like, yep. I mean, it's
good
baseball,
for them. And they're 43-45 still, Greg. Like, it's until they make a legitimate addition.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Following the subtraction of Rafael Devers until they make a legitimate ad before the trade deadline, I have no interest in investing my hard-earned time into them.
Okay. you're out, and you won't be back unless you see some sort of a splash when it comes to the trade deadline.
Bingo.
All right, okay. We'll save you a seat. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate you, Wiggs.
Wiggy's still in.
Yeah, I mean, they're only three games out of a wild card. That's what we're hoping for. I don't think they can catch the Yankees, even though the Yankees haven't been playing great, and they're, what, six games behind the Yankees? And we'll continue to pepper, whether it's Breslow or it's Sam Kennedy today. If you guys are going to be in the mix come trade deadline, well, you're going to show us that you have to go out there and make additions to this ball club.
Being alerted that patience is that's the Guns N' Roses song with the whistle.
Yeah.
Also, Courtney, I was just alerted on the text machine, the personal text machine by Santo, that You Can Call Me Al by the great Paul Simon features a whistle. So
That one.
You don't know that one?
No.
You don't know that
one?
No. Okay.
He hasn't played that one for me yet.
How do you not know that song?
Chime, do you?
Chime probably does.
I feel like that's a classic.
I can't say I do.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just saying I don't know it.
Your generation, when it comes to music and a lot of other things, is just not living life. Like,
I mean, Santo's my generation. He's just an old soul.
Where is Santo? Is he out here?
White boat over there. I can see, yeah.
Is that him?
Yep, they're over
Santo!
There.
Santo! There he is over there.
I met his dad yesterday. His dad was mad cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his dad was really cool.
His dad was at the Nasswa last night.
Yeah.
All right. Chime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Chime, you would hate to be a member of the Red Sox. This morning just came out, Jen McCaffrey has a long story in The Athletic about the Red Sox changing approach at the plate. They have had several individualized and group meetings because of the swoon they faced following the trade of Rafi Devers. In the nine games played after Devers' deal, the Red Sox had a 188 average and a 573 OPS at the DH. And there was a lot of changes to the way in which the team is trying to understand the best approach at the plate.
Were those meetings with the driveline people?
Yes. So the current club still holds large group meetings at the start of each series, utilizing its expanded video room where they capture signs, I mean, for group sessions. But then...
Whoa. Did you say capture signs?
No, I just threw that
out. Okay.
It's expanded video room for group sessions, but then there are, do you know the Red Sox have three hitting coaches?
Yeah.
They sit down with each hitter daily to pinpoint strengths and weaknesses. The Red Sox have utilized 14 different lineups since they traded Rafi Devers, which has to be about one a game, right? It's been like 15, 16 games since the deal. And they are trying to get things, I guess, in a more disciplined way. But I'm going to ask the professional athlete at the table.
Yes.
Courtney. No. Wiggs, isn't there a point as a player where you're like, you're getting too much feedback, where you just want to, like, allow yourself to perform? Like, this seems
simplify
to
be... it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, simplify it for me. You know, and that's, you know, when you have a lot of coaches and everybody's trying to change their shoulder in, elbow up, whatever it is, and there's a lot of different things, sometimes what ends up happening as an athlete, you start to overthink things. And now you're, you know, rather than just focusing and saying, you know what, I'm going to try to go out there and make contact, you're worrying about, is my shoulder up? Is my chin down? Where am I, you know, am I pulling my head out of there? And so sometimes it's better to simplify things. But if you talked about three hitting coaches and, you know, having all these analytics come into it, sometimes you can fry out a guy's brain because he's thinking about a million things up there.
Yeah. I mean, I assume, I probably shouldn't assume, but Yoshida's going to DH when he gets back. He's in Worcester, right? So yeah. I'm assuming that are they gonna have an everyday DH going forward? Or
I think the reason they traded Devers is they want to have different DHs, or not every day, but have the flexibility. Yoshida is not going to play first, I don't think.
I think
he's taking grounders there just sort of as a, I don't know, something to do in a pinch. But I think obviously he would be the DH when he was in the lineup, and he would be playing, you know, not infrequently. But this to me, just like Ref Snyder said, that this is a difficult transition for younger players. Like, you know how Roman Anthony was really struggling for a bit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're just in the big leagues, you're trying to understand what's going on. You're staying in the Four Seasons. You're traveling with the big club. You're in this, like, unbelievable, you know, Boston environment for baseball. And then you have like these 3 hour long meetings. You get to the plate, you got to be in your own head.
Yeah. Well, that's the manager, though. That's got to be on core.
It's on Breslow. Yeah. The stupid.
Listen, you're not going to go down that road with me.
It's the stupid driveline thing.
No, no. Cora has enough juice, Greg.
If I were Alex Cora, then the one thing I'll put on him is I would tell Craig Breslow, get the driveline guys and the rest of the nerds out of here.
You don't think Cora can do that? There's no way he's making $7 million, one of the highest paid coaches in Major League Baseball, and the guy's got no nuts. There's no way you're telling me that. If he wants things done, I think that sometimes he agrees with some of the things that Breslow's putting on the table, because Cora has enough juice. He's won a World Series as a manager. He won another World Series as an assistant coach. There's no way you're telling me this guy doesn't have the cachet in that building to be like, no, Brez, here's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's not working as currently constructed. So,
yeah.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Mm-hmm. We are on Lake Winnipesaukee. I think we have our first stand-up paddleboard that has arrived when it comes to, or a couple of them. And I saw a canoe also.
Yeah, there's a canoe right in front of us.
We got a canoe. We have we have multiple boats. We have multiple jet skis here this morning.
The stand-up paddleboard would be in my Mount Rushmore of things that are much more difficult than they appear.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very hard.
Have you ever tried it?
I failed.
Yeah.
I nearly
in the ocean, it's very hard.
Awful.
Yeah. I have a weight distribution balance.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Balance issue on that thing.
Because I tried a canoe and I went right over, and I tried to like put my hand down to stop me from going over. But when you're bigger, it's too much of a, you know, you're too big for the boat.
And Toledo saved Wiggy just like Dooley tried to save Rex.
No chance then, what you're saying is no chance of canoe sex.
Hell no.
No, that's,
hell
that's
no.
not
going to happen.
That's
not going to happen.
Yeah, that's I'm too big for a canoe.
It's not going to happen. All right. We are on Lake Winnipesaukee. Might be time for a little symphony of horns, if we could, here this morning, everybody.
All right, here we go.
You people are extraordinary. Yeah. What a beautiful day on the lake. Sun is up. It's going to be a beautiful – we'll get to the weather coming up.
Thank you.
A beautiful 4th of July weekend coming up. So,
right.
All right. We are on the dive. Lake Winnipesaukee, New Hampshire, the 8th and final road show, and we will be back with more leads next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey
is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.